It's Thursday, the 22nd of August, and I'm Tonataka Villa with your 1 p.m. news. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Gambia National Petroleum Corporation to collaborate and strengthen both organizations, that's according to NAMCOR's interim managing director, Ibsen Wanguta.
We have signed a lot of MOUs with a number of operators. All the international oil operators that are here, we have signed MOUs, and that MOUs essentially is for us to work together to exchange information in case when we have got people to attach or to make secondment as well to their operations. And again, all these MOUs are meant to empower NAMCOR as an entity to play and to take its rightful position.
The Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism has rescued hippos stranded in the Salambala Conservancy that was brought on by the drought. Ministry spokesperson Romeo Muyunda says their goal is to maintain sufficient water levels until the next rainy season.
Since the installation of this pump, water levels at the pond has risen, providing much needed relief and hope for the hippo's survival, but also relief to the members of the community who were concerned for the well-being of these hippos. Our goal is really to maintain sufficient water levels at the pond until the next rainy season. These efforts highlight our commitment to wildlife conservation and the crucial role it plays in the social and economic advancement of our people, especially the communities that live together with wild animals.
The families of two South African engineers, Freek Potgieter and Peter Haxum, imprisoned in Equatorial Guinea on drug charges, have urged Parliament's International Relations Committee to prioritize their release. Committee Chair Supra Mahumapelo agreed to take up the matter.
What we are going to do is to write a letter to the Minister of DERCO, and in our meeting, as a committee with the Minister, we will also raise the matter so that we can get feedback. We hope that it can get urgent attention because...
Remaining in the region, Botswana health officials have intensified screening for mpox at the country's entry points as cases have been confirmed in South Africa. While Botswana has not reported any cases, Health Minister Edwin Dikoloti said that surveillance systems have been strengthened at borders and airports. Dikoloti announced that travelers will undergo self-assessment and suspected cases will be further investigated. And the United Nations International Organization for Migration has meanwhile appealed for $18.5 million in assistance to provide healthcare services to people impacted by the mpox outbreak in East and Southern Africa. According to a statement, the IOM's regional spokesperson Yvonne Denge said on Wednesday that the spread of mpox has increased the risk of infection for migrants.
Migrants and internally displaced persons and other highly mobile populations are unfortunately more prone to infection and being affected by mpox because of the mobile and transitory conditions they tend to find themselves living in. This appeal is designed to reduce the risk of exposure to the disease for these vulnerable groups by supporting infection prevention and control measures, particularly at the many porous borders across East Horn and Southern Africa.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.